the ruined hideout of ISIL leader Abu Ibrahim al-Qureshi in northwest Syria. Pinned down by the U.S. Special Forces during a counterterrorism raid on Thursday, President Joe Biden said al-Qureshi blew himself up to avoid capture. 12 other people, including 6 children, were also killed. The Iraqi national was accused of orchestrating ISIL attacks in Syria and Iraq. His neighbors in the town of Atma are shocked that they live next to a notorious outlaw.
Around 1 a.m., we went out and saw 5 helicopters flying low. We didn't know who the target was. There was a one-hour gunfight, then special forces landed on the building. They spent 2 hours there. We gathered with the children in one house. The children couldn't bear it. They were so afraid.
Al-Qureshi and his predecessor, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, both chose to hide among families of internally displaced Syrians.
We were asleep when we heard the explosions. Then they called on everyone, men, women, children, to evacuate the building, saying they would destroy it. They tied us up and asked us a lot of questions. I told them I don't know anyone from next door.
Al-Qureshi's landlord says he had no idea about his tenant. Now he's trying to repair the damage to his property.
Let me tell you, I am from Atma. I'm not a stranger here. This person has been here for a year. He said he was an IDP. I rented him the house like regular people. How could I know or verify his real identity? We don't acknowledge or tolerate terrorism. We are harmed because of this man and this raid.
ISIL's remaining leaders haven't commented on the raid which killed their comrade.
After the killing of 2 ISIL leaders by the United States over the last 3 years, many across the border fear the group will see that as a challenge, and that could provoke more fear and hostility in the region and returns of people being forced towards the border with Turkey. Sinem Kösoğlu, Al Jazeera, Hatay, Cilvegözü Crossing.